the Village Kids 2021 Advent Podcast, where we make kid disciples who go, grow, and overcome.
Welcome to the Village Kids Advent Podcast 2021. Today is December 16th, and I have a very special guest with me today who's going to be teaching us a little bit about just who is Jesus. Special guest, will you please tell us your name?
Payson.
And what grade are you in, Payson?
Fourth.
What are you most looking forward to about Christmas this year?
Spending time with my family.
Do you guys get to do anything fun together? Is there anything when you're spending time that you like extra look forward to at Christmas time?
When we open presents with everyone.
Yes, that is pretty fun, isn't it? Is there anything you're really hoping to get for Christmas this year?
No.
You heard that here, parents. There is nothing she is hoping to get for Christmas this year. We'll hold them to it. Sound good? You don't need any presents. We're all good. All right, so Miss Payson, tell me, what name of Jesus are you going to share with us today?
Cornerstone.
So we are told that Jesus is the cornerstone. And what does this name mean?
A cornerstone is a part of a foundation. The foundation is the lowest part of the structure. The cornerstone is the most important and the first thing laid in the foundation. The rest of the building depends on the perfection of the cornerstone. We build on it like if you are building on sand, it falls apart. And the rock, it stands firm.
So let me get this right. The cornerstone had to be on something firm. And it was the first thing and the most important thing that was laid, because pretty much everything that happened from trying to build something from there on out depended on this cornerstone.
Yes.
So where is this name of Jesus referenced? Like, where in the Bible do we hear about this?
In the Old Testament, it is a prophecy about Jesus. In the New Testament, it is a number of place. And two are Ephesians 2:19 through 21 and Acts 4:11 through 12.
Can you read those for us?
Sure. Ephesians 2:19 through 21. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. Built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure being joined together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. Acts 4:11 through 12. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. And there is a salvation in no one else. Therefore, is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
So, Ms. Payson, can you tell us a story from the scriptures that shows us how this name of Jesus is true?
What is the whole gospel story? He was born, lived a perfect life, was rejected, crucified, buried, but then he rose again. He didn't stay dead. He did what he said he would and then ascended into heaven to the right hand of God. The gospel story is the foundation, the cornerstone to our faith, because we are about 2,000 years past Jesus, and this is still true. Salvation is through trusting Jesus alone.
And back in the day, other people, they watched buildings be built, probably more than we pay attention to buildings being built, right? So like in Jerusalem and in these cities, as they lived during the time of the New Testament, the Old Testament, when you saw a building going up, it was so exciting to see the cornerstone be laid. And it was like, here we go. This is the start. It's going to build something fantastic is going to happen from this cornerstone being laid. And like you just shared with us, we see that this is really about the gospel of Jesus Christ, right? That salvation is in him alone, and that he is the first part to go into the story. That he lived a perfect life, right? That he came to show us his love, that he died, he was buried, and he rose again, and he ascended into heaven, and that his story and our story is that we would accept his love into our hearts, that we would put our belief in him, and that we would go to heaven after that. And I love that we get to see that Jesus is called the cornerstone and that he is the most important part. One fun thing is that you can actually see the cornerstone of our building, Village Church, from outside. And Village Church used to be two buildings. There's an old part and there's a new part. And you can see the other cornerstone actually in the nursery. That's where you can see it now. And it has the date of when the building was built. So everyone listening to this podcast will have to check out those two cornerstones. Can you tell me about a time in your life or a time in your family when you saw this particular characteristic of Jesus, this name of his, kind of coming and showing himself like this, the cornerstone?
Jesus is my cornerstone in my life because I depend on him for hope, encouragement, and salvation. When I'm afraid, he comforts me. When I sin, he forgives me.
I love that. And so you have learned in your own life, right, in your relationship with him and the way that you're growing, that he's that cornerstone for you. I love it. What is your favorite thing about Jesus?
That he died for us and didn't just quit and not do it, but he continued with his plan even though it was hard.
That's right. I love that too. Would you mind closing us in prayer for today, Miss Payson?
Sure. Dear Lord, thank you for giving us Jesus as the cornerstone. He is the foundation of our faith in the church. Help us be a light for Jesus in the dark world. We want to be encouragers, truth speakers, and loving members of our churches. Help us to do this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, can you close us off by wishing everyone Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Till next time.